Hi, this is Mike Bindeman from Back to the Future.
Mike! Oh, I feel like he is calling from the future.
Yes.
How are you today, Mike?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. Where are you calling from?
We're currently in Atlanta. We're playing the Fox Theater here.
Oh, man, the Fox is beautiful because that's the area
theater.
I'm from. Yeah.
It's gorgeous. So how far into this run of Back to the Future are you?
So I'm actually about 9 months into my run of this show, but the show has been running since June of 2024, and there's another whole year planned. So, you know, we've done about 500 shows. I've done about 270 of those, and there's another few hundred in the next year.
Oh, my goodness.
That's
gracious.
A lot of flux capacitors.
Now, I feel like Mike has a role in the show that is so important, but also underappreciated because you play George McFly. Have you been standing up for George McFly since taking this part?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think George is one of the most fun characters in the entire show. You know, if you've seen the original movie, Crispin Glover did an absolutely iconic job of portraying that character. And so I get to kind of pay homage to what he did and then add my own spin to it every night. And audiences really kind of walk away rooting for George, which is always nice. It's nice to have, you know, here at the Fox, there's 4,600 seats. It's nice to have 4,600 people cheering for you at the end of the show.
Aww.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's true, because in some ways he really is the hero of the movie, right? He's like the unexpected hero. And you know that Marty has all his adventures and everything, but George is the one that like really he takes a stand at one point, a guy you never thought would. And as a matter of fact, in the writing of his character, he's described as an uninspired man who is generally afraid to take even the tiniest daring step. Not having changed his haircut in over 30 years, dressed in an equally boring suit he had purchased 4 years before at Sears. Now, let me ask you this, Mike. As somebody who's been in things like The Cher Show and Rocky Horror Show in Grease, now, how do you pull that in a different direction to play a character like that?
Well, I think that's a great question. It's very much about, you know, you look at that final product. Okay, you've got an uninspired 47-year-old man. What got him there? And the answer is that, you know, if you're a 17-year-old kid, I play him at 47, I play him at 17, that 17-year-old kid is really anxious. He's really scared to talk to people. He feels like anytime he talks to people, they're not listening. They're annoyed with him. And so that leads to that 47-year-old man who doesn't really have any friends, doesn't really connect with his family. And, you know, you just got to find it in yourself that you got to find like that, that inner social anxiety. That's where it's all kind of coming out of. But also, you know, exactly like you said, he's kind of the unexpected hero of the piece. And so it's a really, like, I play an arc throughout the night of this guy who starts off very not confident, very scared to talk to anyone. And then by the end of the night, I won't spoil anything, but he comes out ahead.
Yeah, he does. I love that so much. Now, it sounds like you might be the daring sort. Does the car really fly in the show?
Well, I can't spoil anything, but I promise you're going to be amazed if you see it.
Ooh, I am ready.
Look at this guy playing it up. Let me ask you, Mike. Okay, having to do this show for so many different performances now, what line are you most likely to use in your everyday life?
In my everyday life? I've said Great Scott.
Great Scott!
I love it.
Just out of nowhere. Yeah. It's a good exclamation.
That is a really good one. Well, we certainly look forward to seeing you out there. And how many shows did you say you have left to do?
So in Huntsville, we're doing 8 shows from September 30th to October 5th. And I've got a whole year of this left. I'll be doing this till around next August.
Oh, wow. So while you're out on a run, do you have to still audition for other shows? Or are you just like singularly focused for the entire time that you're doing this run?
Yeah, so the gift of a longer contract like this is that I can just kind of focus on my job right now.
Yeah.
And then once the contract is closer to its end, then I'll start auditioning for other projects, line something else up for after.
What is the very last thing you do before you go out on stage?
Ooh, the last thing I do. Well, actually, so I'm not in the opening number of the show.
Mm-hmm.
So I stand backstage and I sing the opening number along with the ensemble. And then I head out and do George.
And you just go at it. You're just like, get in the spirit, standing on the sidelines, watching them, making faces at them.
Exactly.
Oh, that's super. Do you guys get to dance? Is there a lot of dancing in the show?
There is a good amount of dancing, yeah. There's a ton of different musical numbers. All the classics that you love from the movie, and then a bunch of new ones for the Broadway show. And the ensemble is absolutely incredible. They're dancing up a storm.
Do you have a solo song?
I do have a solo song, yeah.
What does George McFly sing about?
He sings about, you might recall the song, or the moment in the movie when he's in a tree with binoculars.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's all about that moment. It's all about, it's called My Myopia, and it's about trying to see the world how you want to see it instead of how it really is, because he's a 17-year-old kid trying to hide in his own head.
Aw, that's sweet. Well, we really look forward to it. Everybody, just so you know, Back to the Future opening night is on Tuesday, September 30th. It runs through next weekend, October 5th. These cast of characters have put their hearts into the show. And I know there's going to be a lot of surprises for you if you go out. Mike, thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you really soon.
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.